C.S. Lewis said that the most dangerous ideas in a society are not the ones being argued, but the ones that are assumed. I thought of this as I was deep diving on the meaning of the word wisdom in preparation for today's show. Seems there are a few assumed ideas on what it is to be wise. In the interest of time, let's cut to the chase. The evidence of wisdom, or in business, it's called proof of concept, is a track record of successful results. One with a history of successful results, a book of success, one known for leaving the path better than it was found. That's realized wisdom. That person is to be considered wise. Plain and simple. Positive results equal wisdom realized. Results are where it's at in the multifamily business, actually any business, and wisdom yields successful results. I know this seems like a simple, even trite concept, but today I take nothing for granted, including truth and reason. Let's just say the last few years have been a little crazy, which reminds me of another C.S. Lewis quote. When the whole world is running off a cliff, he who is running in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind. I would only add that consensus is not wisdom, but I digress. Let's recap. The definition of wisdom is a book of success. And because a successful track record takes time to develop, wisdom is a trait of the seasoned. Those who have been around the block, those who know the ropes. So many idioms, so little time. In our upcoming book, Lions of Multifamily, we call them, come on, this is not hard, lions, those with wisdom. The theme of the book, and in life actually, is to look to the lions, those with acquired wisdom, to shortcut rookie mistakes. Such mistakes are costly. And in today's high-risk, thin-margin environment, this can mean deal or no deal. The demand for housing is high, but so are the inherent risks in the development, building, and operation of these assets. Where there is no to low margin for error, wisdom is of even higher market value. Today, I am delighted to welcome a true lion of multifamily. Alan Scott of NRP Group certainly has a notable book of success, and he has shown no signs of stopping. Alan, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Linda. And I might tell you, I'm retired from NRP, but NRP is still part of my heart and soul every day.
So what is the Alan Scott story? And I'd particularly like to know about how the advice to buy it by the acre and sell it by the foot influenced your career.
Well, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background on me. I grew up on a chicken farm in Dexter, Michigan, and we had seven people in a 400 square foot home. We were very poor. Ended up with a 600 square foot home with my father added on. And I suppose when I was more of a menace than I was a help, but I sure loved swinging that hammer. And I knew from the time I was 5 years old, helping my dad, that I knew I wanted to be a builder. And I ended up going to Michigan State University in the construction management program. And in 1972, I went to the first home builders convention I attended, and I want to meet the builder of the year was Ray Ellison, because I always had aspirations of going into my own business. And I walked up to Mr. Ellison, who was a big guy with a 10-gallon Texas hat on. And I said, Mr. Ellison, I'm just starting out. And I really, can you impart anything to me that would help me be successful like you are? And he looked at me, put his arm around my shoulder, and said, son, you buy it by the acre, you sell it by the foot. And he walked away. I never met the man again. And then I kept thinking about that. I said, you know, first I got to be able to negotiate. I got to be a good negotiator, and I got to be able to be a land dog. I got to be able to get out there and touch the land and feel it. And that's when shortly after that, I was hired by Jack Wallach, who was my mentor, and he was an icon in this industry, just a tremendous individual. Worked for him for 13 years as his vice president of development, where I put together hundreds of Section 8 projects and all kinds of federal affordable housing type of deals. And then in 1986, I had an opportunity to start a business with the Zaremba brothers in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's when I moved to Cleveland and we started a business called Zareba Development Corp, where I was the president, CEO, and partner. And we built apartment complexes throughout Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. In 1980, the mid-80s, I helped start the Special Committee on Senior Housing at NEHB by writing a letter to Harry Pride, telling him that I felt that the future of this industry was going to include a lot of seniors housing, because I could see the bubble, you know, coming over the years. It was a little early, but I thought we needed to have a committee to be able to study it so that we're ready when the wave comes. And so myself and Bill Wright in Denver and Monty Powell, we started that Special Committee on Senior Housing, which now is the Senior 55 Plus Committee at NEHB. And so I was giving a speech in the late 80s, I think it was like 1988 or 89, at the IBS. And I said, one of the things that I told the audience was, there's going to be a desperate need for affordable housing for our senior citizens in the future. And out of the clear blue sky, a guy walked up to me and said, I think I have your answer. He said, I'm building a single family tax credit homes in New York, and I'm syndicating them individually to different investors. And it's been a very successful program for me for the last year or so. So I was on the next flight to New York, met with him. He showed me everything he was doing. He gave me copies of his plans, his everything. I brought back boxes of stuff from him. And then at Zareba, we started looking into the low-income housing tax credit program. And we were still doing a lot of market rate multifamily, and I ended up running the retail division for them as well, because the gentleman that ran it was killed in an auto accident. And so I immediately assumed that and built about 10 million square feet of retail. And then in 1993, I bought my company away from Zareba. And we applied for tax credits for a 70-lot subdivision. We applied for 35 homes at the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. And we were awarded those 35, and they called me up and said, we don't know what to do with these tax credits. This is a new program, and we have so many of them, we don't want to do with them. Can you take 35 more? And I said, sure, I got 70 lots. I'll build on every one of them. And we did. My new company, we built the houses. We sold them. We tapped into an emergency physician network and sold every one of them to doctors. And individually, they got $7,700 a year of tax credits and paid $100,000 a house. And they got $7,700 a year for 10 years. So that was the beginning of our affordable housing. And so now 1994 rolls around, and that's when Ohio Savings Bank, which is my primary lender, they said, the president of Ohio Savings, Bobby Goldberg, said, I would like you to mentor my son and my chairman of the board's son and teach him development, because I really like what you're doing. And so I agreed to do that. And I said, but under one condition, there would get no favoritism, because you guys are where you are, who you are. And the other guy, his father's name was Bill Heller, and his son's name was David Heller. And so David worked with me for a year, and I knew he was a brilliant, incredible person, and I knew that he would be a tremendous partner. And so that's when David and I joined together and started the NRP group. But that's really how it started. A long answer to your question.
No, that is a remarkable story, Alan. You were co-founder of NRP, a company focused on affordable. So let me ask you, what drew you to this segment of the housing market? And you gave us a little insight.
Well, one of the things that drew me to it is I was poor when I grew up. I mean, you had to work for every single little thing you had. And I visited the junkyard many times, putting parts together so I could build my own bicycle. And you know, I wanted to make housing for people was a passion of mine. I wanted people to live in decent housing. And I wanted, I thought that affordable housing, you know, was the way to go. And I really had a tremendous opportunity also in 94, which really drew me into really deeply into the affordable housing. And that was when I was on the housing commission for Mayor Mike White in the city of Cleveland. And we had it built, we built 50 houses in Cleveland in 10 years total. And he said, I want to build 2,000 homes a year in the city of Cleveland. And I'm going, wow, that's a tall order considering the fact you've averaged 5 homes a year for the last 10 years. And so I came up with this program that I invented, and it was called Lease Purchase Single Family Homes under the tax credit program. And we would build these houses. We would lease purchase them to the tenants, which were all in the inner city, you know, low income neighborhoods. And they would lease them for 15 years. And then at the end of 15 years, they'd have the opportunity to buy them. It might cost us $100,000 to build them, but they could buy them for like $20,000 because of the tax credits, we could write down the cost tremendously. And because tax credits, grants, or whatnot, we might only have a $20,000 loan on a $100,000 house. So that was, the program was designed for future ownership. And it, we built probably 6,000 or 7,000 homes under that program, and which really got us big time into the affordable housing business with the low-income housing tax credit program.
Was NRP's move into other asset types a reaction to fewer opportunities in affordable, or were you seeking faster growth?
Well, it was a combination. The affordable housing tax, the low-income housing tax credit program got very, very competitive. Lots of builders are doing it. And quite frankly, I was showing a lot of my builder friends how to do it because I felt that this was the answer to affordable housing in America. And so it got, I was putting myself, you know, into a more competition, or we were, but it was good competition. And we thought if we're going to grow, we need to grow and diversify. And every year we developed a strategic plan, David and I, and then in 95, we added a third partner who bought my brother out, who was the initial, one of my initial, he was my initial partner, and his name was Rick Bailey. And he was a real construction, he was a really great construction guy. And so now we had David, who was a big finance guy, and I'm the developer putting the deals together, and Rick is the builder building them. So now we had the three-legged stool, you know, all put together. So we figured, well, it's time to diversify. We don't want to get out of the affordable housing business. We're still committed to it 100%. But we also want to add some more buckets. We looked at everything as, you know, in terms of our strategic plan as filling buckets. Develop the affordable housing finance tax credit program. That filled the bucket of developer fees, GC fees, some management fees, and a little bit of cash flow, because it's not a lot of cash flow in that program. But the market rate program filled a general contractor fee, a large, much larger cash flow, and the opportunity to dispose of the property if the price, you know, had a really good price, the cap rates were low, and as it turned out, that was a golden the golden goose for the last 10 years, but. And so that's really why we diversified, and it worked out beautifully.
You know, Dean warned me this was going to be a great show. I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Once not that long ago, the next gen sought out the wisdom, knowledge, and experience of those familiar with the terrain, the war stories of the industry, and always, but always, the lessons learned. Without this history and knowledge and experience, the next in line are doomed to repeat the hard-earned lessons of times past. And that would be the greatest loss of all. The Lions of Multifamily, the Allen Scotts, and so many more have much to teach. Those ears that will hear will only benefit, as will a country desperately in need of housing. Thank you for being with us today. Builders, developers, operators, the creators of this great nation, housing remains its backbone and will continue to shape its success and greatness. We appreciate the Alliance of Multifamily. I'm Linda Hoffman. Look for our next exciting episode of NAHB Power Hitters.